The nationwide wave of protests against police brutality and racial injustice has reached into Wisconsin's small communities and towns. Many people who've never protested before are getting involved, and rural areas are seeing unprecedented participation. Rob Mentzer has more.
Say his name!
George Floyd!
Black lives
matter!
On Saturday, some 1,500 people marched in Wausau in protest. The gathering there looked a lot like marches and protests across the country in the weeks since George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer. But it was the largest political demonstration Wausau has seen in decades, maybe ever.
It's thrilling, but I mean, this has been everywhere.
Carmen Hohen is one of the organizers of the Wausau event. She says the movement has reached even smaller cities.
There have been protests, rallies in all 50 states, which is huge, and even across the world. Like, you see even, like, small towns that you wouldn't think would have protests, but, like, Annandale, Rhinelander, everyone's coming together.
All right, you guys, how are you doing today?
About 40,000 people live in Wausau. Its march on Saturday was among the largest the state has seen outside of Madison and Milwaukee. It's a sign of how broad and far-reaching the protest movement has become. For people of color like Hohen and another organizer, Gwen Taylor, the event was also a way to assert their right to belong.
Being part of a minority community, you don't always feel the numbers in small communities. I think it's even more important, if not just as important, for the small communities to come out together, for people to feel welcomed and come out of the woodwork and see that our community is diverse and we have strength in that diversity.
In the last week alone, there have been protests across Wisconsin's rural landscape. Hundreds marched in Sturgeon Bay and in Shawano. On Saturday, about 60 people gathered in Hayward, population 2,300. On Wednesday, northern Wisconsin protesters walked across the bridge from Marinette to Menominee, Michigan. For lots of participants, it's their first time at a protest. Caitlin Schultz joined her first protest in Wausau at the end of May. She's been to three more in central Wisconsin since then. She has time to protest because she lost her job amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But she's also been moved by the experience.
I'm kind of an emotional person, so I tend to tear up and I might cry a little bit and I get goosebumps when people are honking and stuff. And I just, you feel good. You feel like you're doing something important.
Make some noise!
In Superior on Thursday, 21-year-old Clivia Prince said she does worry about her safety and the safety of her younger brother as Black people in a mostly white city. But she says seeing community support for the protests has helped her.
Seeing a lot of not people of color supporting us and seeing that they do care about our lives and they do care that we're people too.
For the most part, small cities have not seen the vandalism or violent clashes between police and protesters that have marked some large city protests. Ephraim Nikwai is a member of Superior's Police and Fire Commission. He says he hopes small cities can be a model for how to bring people together.
And when you look at the protest today, we see how peaceful it is. We see how engaged people were. You see all the honking of cars and just to show that the community really supports it. And this is an example that we could share with other communities.
You guys, let's have a great peaceful protest.
In Wausau, organizers worked with police to put on Saturday's event. They say the march is the beginning of a movement that's still growing. Wausau organizer Kaylee McCauley says she's as surprised as anyone at how widespread the protest movement has become in just weeks.
I feel a joy and a hope that if you would have asked me a week and a half ago, I could not truly say that I felt.
In a speech, McCauley told attendees that she was shocked in the best of ways to see more than 1,000 people marching with her. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.